Even in absentia, Donald Trump was the most talked about person in the room at the so-called nerd prom. On April 30th, Saturday night, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, an annual CNBC event where administration officials hobnob with the Washington Press Corps alongside a crazy quilt of celebrities from across the cultural spectrum, the billionaire Republican frontrunner was more conspicuous by his absence. Still, Trump became the punchline for a barrage of stinging jokes by President Obama in what was generally regarded as a command performance at the president's eighth and final correspondents' dinner. "I am a little hurt he's not here tonight," the president said of Trump about two-thirds of the way through his 32-minute speech. "And it is surprising. You got a room full of reporters, celebrities, cameras, and he says no? Is this dinner too tacky for the Donald? What could he possibly be doing instead? Is he at home eating a Trump steak, tweeting out insults to Angela Merkel? What's he doing?" And Obama ridiculed Trump's involvement with the Miss Universe beauty pageant and the 1992 bankruptcy of Trump Plaza in Atlantic City. "The Republican establishment is incredulous that he's the likely nominee. Shocking," Obama said. "They say Donald lacks the foreign policy experience to be president. But in fairness, he has spent years meeting with leaders from around the world. Ms. Sweden, Ms. Argentina, Ms. Azerbaijan. And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable. That's closing Guantanamo," the president continued, "because Trump knows a thing or two about running waterfront properties into the ground." The billionaire real estate mogul was previously shredded by Obama at the 2011 White House Correspondents' Dinner. Some have even speculated that the shredding helped galvanize Trump's presidential candidacy as a kind of public redemption. Trump, like Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, didn't attend this year to spend time on the campaign trail. The crowd inside the Washington Hilton Ballroom included rank-and-file members of the D.C. Press Corps, TV talking heads such as Greta Van Susteren, Chris Matthews, and Mika Brzezinski, as well as Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue cover model Ashley Graham, Bill Nye the Science Guy, powerhouse TV showrunner Shonda Rhimes, British actors Tom Hiddleston and Emma Watson, Will Smith and Jared Leto, Helen Mirren, sporting an elaborate purple tattoo in homage to Prince, Kendall Jenner, and odd couple pairings such as DJ Khaled and Arianna Huffington of the Huffington Post. The evening's host, Larry Wilmore of Comedy Central's The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore, hailed the commingling of celebrities, politicians, and journalists as, quote, "the most narcissistic room ever invented." But as they all looked on, POTUS made a point to rib several other presidential candidates. 74-year-old Bernie Sanders, who attended the dinner, was hailed as the bright new face of the Democratic Party. Obama likened Hillary Clinton's campaign demeanor to "your relative who got Facebook." "Dear America, did you get my poke?" Obama said, smiling. "Is it appearing on your wall? I'm not sure I'm using this right. Love, Aunt Hillary." And in a dig at her six-figure speeches at Goldman Sachs, he said, "If this material goes well, I'll use it at Goldman Sachs next year. Earn me some serious Tubmans." Ted Cruz, meanwhile, suffered what the president termed a tough week. He went to Indiana, Hoosier country, stood on a basketball court, and called the hoop a basketball ring, Obama said. What else is in his lexicon? Baseball sticks? Football hats? But sure, I'm the foreign one. About 20 minutes into his speech, however, Obama still hadn't mentioned Trump by name. And as the president began thanking reporters on the D.C. Beltway beat, everyone watching assumed he would end his remarks without addressing the 800-pound gorilla who wasn't in the room. "I'm just kidding," Obama exclaimed. "You know I'm going to talk about Trump. Come on, we weren't just going to stop there." After a series of jokes, those described above, the commander-in-chief put the brakes on his de facto Trump comedy roast. "All right, that's probably enough. I've got more material. I don't want to spend too much time on the Donald," Obama said. Specifically addressing the journalists in attendance, he added, "Following your lead, I want to show some restraint, because I think we can all agree from the start he's got the appropriate amount of coverage befitting his candidacy. I hope you are all proud of yourselves." From there, he implicitly invoked the violence that has broken out at several recent Trump campaign rallies to deliver his sharpest barb, a reference to the potential for a contested convention at the Republican convention in Cleveland this summer. "The guy wanted to give his hotel business a boost, and now we're praying Cleveland makes it through July." Interviewed as he was arriving at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, Trump's son Eric admitted he fully expected his father to get the comedic once over. Still, he voiced optimism about the elder Trump's future White House occupancy. "I'm sure there'll be plenty of jokes out there. There's lots of material," Eric Trump told reporters. "But hey, next year we'll be able to get him back." This article posted by Chris Lee and originally appeared on Fortune.com.